This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2297. I'm Jeff Alton, the Day Game Hunter, and welcome to the weekend. And today's show is one about final interview mistakes, two of them in particular, that will cause you to blow the offer. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you don't do this. And I'm just going to remind you, if you're prepping for an interview for next week, I've got some great video courses available on Udemy. There are links in the show notes for you to get them. You can also get this on Skillshare. Whichever way you do it, it will help you get better prepared for your interviews. And now, let's get going! When people complete a final interview, there are a couple of more things that you need to do so that you don't blow the offer. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, a career and leadership coach, the head coach for so many people. I've helped folks find work, hire more effectively, manage, lead, deal with workplace issues. But as a former recruiter, I listen to so many companies lament their position when it came time to the final interview. Now, here are two things that you may be doing that blow the offer. Number one, and this is things that happen after the interview, not during. I've done a bunch of videos related to during the interview. But following the interview, the first thing you need to do, and don't click away, this makes sense, is you don't send a thank you note that confirms some of the talking points that you made during the interview. What do I mean? They covered some territory with you, and they're going to talk to more than one person, and sending a thank you letter confirms your interest. That's one thing you want to get across. Number two is it reiterates some of the points that you made during the conversation about why you were qualified and regarding some of their questions about you and your candidacy, affirms some of the things you told them in response. So, for example, if they seemed concerned about some aspect of your experience, you affirm it by saying, and I just want to reiterate that, you know, if you're concerned about my willingness to stay, because I've moved around a bunch of times, I was a consultant, and that was the nature of consulting. But I'm looking for a job in industry, and I understand that I'm going to stay put for a while. You get the idea. Here's the second thing that they do, that folks do, that blow the offer. And that is, they don't get back with references quickly when asked. So firm says, we'd like to check your references and do a background check. Great. So with the background check, you sign off on a doc that gives them permission to do this. With the references, they ask for however many references they want. And if they don't say, we'd like to check references, how many would you like? Three. If they say five, oh, I don't know that I can get to five. I can get you three without any problem. Great, we'll take the three. And then you don't follow up within 24 hours. You can say to them, I'll get in touch with them to alert them to your call. Who'll be contacting them from your organization? Or how will they be approached? Because as you know, folks don't often take phone calls. But if there's a phone number or an organization name that's going to display in their caller ID, they're more likely to pick up the call. Notice this has evolved over the course of time. And the idea that phone doesn't always work, you have to remind employers of this. So with regard to getting back to them, you want to get back within 24 hours with the three references, names, email addresses, phone numbers. And with the people who are going to be contacted, you want to alert them to the call and what's going to be covered. You know, you'll probably be getting a phone call from someone representing such and such firm. On my interviews, they seem to be interested in this. So I just want to give you a heads up about that. I told them I work for the organization approximately from this date to that date, and that my role, that what I did was such and such, and that's what you're doing is making you fresh in their mind so that they're not thinking about it. So most hiring managers will say positive things, and you can just simply, will in your message to them or in your conversation, say, I hope you can state positive things about me and my work. I really appreciate it. I don't know if I can do that. You know, we have a policy against, I really appreciate it. I don't know, get someone else. They're signaling to you that they're not going to be a cooperative reference. Get another reference, but do it everything within 24 hours. Because the longer you delay, the more that makes them think another candidate gets into the picture and you lose out. I'm Jeff Altman. Again, visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. While you're there, you can find out about my courses. There's a drop-down that'll take you there. You can schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule time for coaching. You can search the blog for information that will help you. I've got thousands of posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And if this isn't the right time for you to visit my website, put the address in your phone. Again, that's thebiggamehunter.us and my name, Jeff Altman, so you can get back to me at a later date. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.